Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At the start of this month, buy one, get one free, and other multi-buy promotions for unhealthy food and drink have been banned in England with the objective of tackling obesity and more specifically childhood obesity. It's also going to be followed by a total ban on online ads and TV ads before 9 o'clock in the evening. So should we follow suit? Sarah Kyo is a registered dietitian at eatwell.ie and Sarah is with me in studio. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a good idea?
I think it's one of the many sort of strategies that are out there to try and tackle the issue of obesity. And I saw a headline today and we're seeing kind of an increase in cancers related to obesity across all different age groups with it. So something we need to tackle. I think it is something that we do need to consider, because what we do know from research with Safe Food that around 33% of products that are in sort of multi-buy, buy one, get one free, tend to be less healthy products. Now, 66% of them are perfectly okay. But I think it's going to be part of the strategy.
So therefore, are they using a sledgehammer to crack a nut in the UK?
I think the problem with looking at obesity is everybody's waiting for the one thing that you're going to fix that's going to solve it. And what we know from sort of 30 years of research at this stage is that it's a huge combination of so many factors. So we have looked in Ireland, the Food Safety Authority have been doing a lot of work around sort of food reformulation. A lot of food manufacturers and companies and so on are doing the same sort of thing. Mm. So I think it's one tool that they're using alongside things like education, promoting physical activity, food reformulation to try and manage this.
It's interesting that there's a documentary on Netflix about Cadbury's. I don't know whether you've seen that documentary, but they were trying to develop a new low sugar bar, which they did. I mean, the taste test and, you know, how it is on the tongue, all of those things, very important as we savor chocolate, because chocolate melts at body temperature. That's why it's so,
so
delicious.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But the problem was, when they were asked at the end, you know, is it lower in, it's lower in sugar, yes. Mm-hmm. Is it lower in calories? Well, not a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sugar and calories, the interface between the two.
Well, I think it's a little bit like in the late 90s when everything was going to be low fat and fat free, and people brought out low fat biscuits that were kind of 1 calorie per biscuit higher than the full fat biscuits. So, you know, sometimes what we see is people get very focused on an issue, and sugar is one at the moment. So they're just looking at sugar on the label rather than looking at the total.
So how do you distinguish between the amount of salt, fat, sugar, which are the three really important things in taste?
In terms of nutrition?
I mean, like, it might be low salt and high calorie. It might be high fat and low sugar. Do you know what I mean?
A biscuit is a biscuit, is kind of where I'd put it. If you're going to have a biscuit, have the biscuit that you're enjoying and go
for it. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, maybe just don't have 15 of them, you know, and kind of go with that. Because, you know, you do see this high sugar, low fat, all that sort of thing. But look, it's okay to have a treat sort of now and again. But it's that thing, if we're going to sort of talk around things like obesity and health, is really looking at that balanced sort of healthy eating a little bit more than anything else.
Now, going back to the idea of the buy one, get one free, or buy five for the price of three, or whatever it might be, I think when we try to ban things like that, or unit costs for alcohol, you're penalising people of less resources. The person with loads of resources doesn't actually care whether they pay full price for a bar of chocolate or whether they get three for the price of two.
And I think that's a very fair point with it, is that, you know, it does disproportionately impact people who are on lower incomes. And I know the idea with what they're doing in England is that they're targeting sort of less healthy foods. But we have a situation where, yes, we have obesity, but there are also people who do need higher calorie foods for lots of different reasons. You have access to things like ready meals, where if you bought all the ingredients individually, we would be sort of under those sort of healthy guidelines that they're using, but combined maybe would tip it over into a higher salt or sugar so food with that. But if someone is kind of restricted in terms of a disability, being able to buy a ready meal for food is actually hugely important. So I think there is a space to have a conversation around that aspect as well.
You know, the idea of colour coding foods, and you get a green label if it's terrific for you, and
well,
you might get an orange label if it's not so terrific, and a red label, which Like, what am I doing on the shelf here? You know, I shouldn't be here. What do you think of that kind of thing?
So it's very complicated. One of the most difficult things around sort of food labelling, and I did my own master's on this, on how people interpret and read food labels, is how complex it is to actually get all of that nutrition level information together in a way that's understandable. And there is no perfect system. One that's used at the moment, and it's similar to the one that they're going to use in England, is a thing called NutriScore. And that actually is an interesting scoring system where they look at things like, you know, the fat, saturated fat, sugar, but they also then look at what's positive in the food as well. So whereas what you're talking about with the traffic light labelling on the front, red if it's high in fat, but that doesn't automatically mean it's bad for you, because almonds would be very good for you, but we read for fat. So what the NutriScore is going to do is it looks at protein and other nutrients that are in there. So you get a more rounded score. It's still not a perfect system because it's very difficult to just blanket classify a food like that. But that is something, one way that might be coming in, and say some countries, particularly France, they use that quite a bit to sort of classify foods and give a more rounded approach to whether the food is kind of a benefit to you.
Well, the French, whether it's a caricature or not, I don't know, but they would appear to like to go to the market and...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Buy the food fresh and cook from scratch. I don't know. Is that a caricature?
A little bit. I mean, it is there. But I think they're shifting into similar patterns to how we are in Ireland as well. But there is that same trend for a lot of people are thinking a little bit more about nutrition. Certainly I see it in my work. The interest in it is increasing. But I think people are busy. I think a lot in terms of cooking and nutrition is going to be around time as well. You know, it's very easy to say cook everything from scratch, go to the market and shop. But I think if people are kind of rushing around, very busy kids, all that sort of thing, the practicalities of it can be more difficult.
Now, the other question is, if you decide to say to the big producers of chocolates, for example, or confectionery of any kind, sorry, you can't do that anymore. You've got to charge full price for, for everything. They make more money and therefore, you know, they can do more things to the market. They can maybe spend that extra profit on marketing, selling the very things that the state wants to disallow.
And I think it's one of the things that we're starting to see is restrictions around advertising as well. And with there was a consultation recently on the new obesity strategy, and I'd be very surprised if there weren't some restrictions around advertising then, even on that as well, which we do see moving into. But I said it'll be one small part of an overall strategy around tackling it. And as you say, we need to take into account everybody and not just people who are struggling with weight when we look at all of those different factors.
Remember the guy who survived on McDonald's for I don't know how long, 54 days or whatever it was. He's dead anyway.
Okay.
But I'm not sure whether that particular habit contributed to his early demise. But the other stat is that if you only have a cheeseburger and fries every day, you're actually getting quite a balanced meal.
Depends. I mean, what you would see if
you know, Irish cheddar, Irish beef, an Irish bun.
That's it. I mean, but what you're looking at then is you're kind of probably missing huge amounts of fibre, kind of that sort of thing with it, and the whole grains.
What about the potatoes, the chips? Well, fibre in the chips?
Not enough. Not enough. It's not usually the skin on them with that. I mean, you're really looking at, I mean, we do know, you know, your whole kind of 5 to 7 a day with your fruit and veg, your whole grains are really important. Balanced protein. People are going a bit wild on protein. It's very important, but we generally don't need, I think, as much as I'm seeing people eating, but also your dairy, your things like your calcium. So it's that sort of balanced diet. I think the mistake we often make with nutrition is to zero in on one thing. And certainly while reducing maybe some of, you know, the very high treat foods, and in Ireland, people are eating 2 to 6 treat foods a day, limiting those, but it's more, I think, a focus on what to bring in as well. I think sometimes with nutrition, people are so keen to say, well, cut this out, don't eat this, feel guilty. And I always think the switch where you're going, well, let's increase fibre, let's add in some fruit and veg, let's add in some whole grains, sometimes can have a better sort of outlook for people without that sort of negative connotation.
You know, the question, is a banana good for you or not?
Oh yeah, totally.
Even though it's got lots of sugar, I presume.
It has less sugar than you think. It actually has less sugar than an apple.
Really?
I know, poor bananas, they get terrible bad press. But they're actually fine. They're just a fruit, all veg, they're all absolutely okay. This kind of idea that one is better than the other, they're all really, really good.
If you go to any shop now, says a texter, you have to run a gauntlet of sweets and snacks just to get to the till. It's crazy. And that is a strategy, isn't it?
It's there. And I mean, it's what we do know is what's in front of you is what you tend to look for. And I know there's definitely a shift in certainly some retailers to move away from that and to maybe also to expand areas of foods that would be healthier with a bigger focus on that. And I think that's something we will see more of in the future.
Saying people with higher incomes don't care about costs, that's a redundant statement. Wealth doesn't equal how much a consumer cares. That is true. But there does seem to be evidence that the more people have, the more careful they are about what they eat.
They tend to. What you'll generally see, and we do see it across the board, that people who have a higher income typically do eat better. They have better nutrition and they're more likely to be a healthy weight. Where we really see issues is people with lower income, typically, not always, but are a little more likely to have struggle more with kind of balanced nutrition.
Food labelling with colours is misleading. Low-cal jellies have a green light, and yet they're one of the worst things for gut health. It's not so transparent, really, is it?
As I said, it's very, very complicated to find a system that's easy for someone to very quickly make a decision about food based on everything that's in there, from ingredients to nutrition to the amounts to how that's relevant to you on a day. So the traffic light labelling, you know, it's not meant to be that if everything is red, you should avoid it, and if everything is green, it's automatically good, you know. So it really is a little more nuanced than that.
Obesity, we're one of the highest levels in Europe. We market ourselves as food producers, but a lot of people eat UPFs.
Ultra-processed foods.
And little else. We've just given a VAT reduction to purveyors of junk food. The 700 million euros should be spent on educating people about the healthy foods and subsidising the healthy foods, not giving VAT reductions to fast food operators.
Well, I think, I mean, one of the issues on ultra-processed foods, and honestly we could spend an hour on it someday, is this idea that any food that's ultra-processed, which is a food that's gone through processing and has certain food additives in it, is automatically bad for you, is not being supported by the science, in that it splits. There are some ultra-processed foods that definitely are not good for us, but there's other ultra-processed foods where we actually see benefits to health.
So does it depend on the particular processes?
It depends on the actual particular food. So you might see something like a yogurt that would be classified as ultra-processed. We're seeing lovely benefits to that. Whereas if someone is living on a huge amount of sort of treat foods, biscuits, cakes, that kind of thing, to nobody's shock and surprise, are a little bit less healthy. So I think we have to be careful not to blanket anything that's ultra processed or processed as automatically being bad. That's definitely not the case. And I think we need to sort of relax a little bit on that one.
And perhaps portion control is the most important.
Absolutely. You know, I when I was lecturing on nutrition, one of the things I get my students to do is look at a dinner plate from the 70s and a dinner plate from today and put the same meal on it and then calculate the calories. And the dinner plate from the 70s, if you fill it, you got 800 calories. And if you fill a plate from today, you're getting 1,900 calories.
Wow.
Looks like the same dinner, but the plate is just that much bigger.
What, you mean the plate we serve the food
today,
on? And we tend to fill our plates?
Well, we do in Ireland, and we clear it.
Okay, Sarah, it's fascinating stuff. But anyway, just outlawing buy one, get one free is a crude instrument.
It's one of the tools. It's certainly not going to see a dramatic difference, but it will be part of the overall strategy.
Sarah Keogh, a registered dietitian at eatwell.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.